¿Vale? Bueno, me va.
Would you call it a ship rub if it stood straight up and it didn't have a mirror in it, and maybe had drawers at the bottom?
Well, I'd be calling it just Chester drawer. Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. They call them Chester drawers. And then they had what they call a quilt box, too. Mm-hmm.
What was that exactly?
It was just a big, long box. Mm-hmm. See, this wide, 8 feet long, with a lid opened up, you know, and that's where they kept the quilts. Mm-hmm. And took 3 or 4 of them, you know, at night to keep you warm.
Yeah.
Day. Uh-huh. Because house, all old houses in just as far as warmth, you just well have been out in the yard as mm-hmm. the fire went out. Mm-hmm. I woke up many mornings, they'd bring a water bucket in for mm-hmm. the young'un, you know. At night, I went to that water bucket. Give me a drink of water, I'm going to be ice in. Got a white flesh. Uh-huh. Sleep all night and then get up and get me a drink of ice water next morning. Actually, ice in the bucket. Mm-hmm. And we sit milk out, you know, in the freezer. That's where we had ice cream.
What kinds of things would you have on your bed besides the quilts?
Well, we'd always have what they call a bottom sheet and a top sheet and the quilt. Mm-hmm. Keep your man sleep well. Some people slept right next to the quilt. I never did.
And what would you lay your head on?
Pillar.
If you had something like a pillar, about this long and round, you could put on a bed. Have you ever seen one of those? Or
no, I don't. Not. I've seen them in catalogs or something, but I don't know what they call them. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I never have had one.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of furniture would you have in the rest of the house?
Well, each one of them, they were all bedrooms, see, except the dining room kitchen. Mm-hmm. There wasn't no, when I was a kid, I didn't have, well, now I was in the country. I didn't live in town. Mm-hmm. We didn't have electric lights, mm-hmm. kerosene lamps. Mm-hmm. Well, there wasn't nothing in the room but the bedroom, but that washstand. Mm-hmm. There was one of them in every room, in the bowl, mm-hmm. in the bed, mm-hmm. and a dresser, mm-hmm. and that consisted of it. Mm-hmm. Living bedroom furniture. Mm-hmm. They was all, well, we had, over there it was 4 bedrooms. And then the dining room, the kitchen, and the hall. There wasn't really nothing in it but the hall tree. Of course, mm-hmm. before my day it was open. In other words, it wasn't closed in, but the time I come along they had closed it in and screened the house and put a screen door at each end, see, of the hall. Of course, we had the front porch and the back porch. Mm-hmm. I sit on my granddaddy's tombstone on that back porch 10 years. Mm-hmm. He bought it before he died, he put mm-hmm. it on the back porch. And uh-huh. I'd sit on it and sell peas and play and uh-huh. whittle and do everything else.
Uh-huh. What kinds of furniture do you have now that you didn't used to have in the old house? Especially around maybe the dining room and the living room.
Well, couches, you know, recliners and living room, mm-hmm. TV, radio, mm-hmm. and all that kind of junk, electric clock, you know, mm-hmm. and a stem winder too. That's about all mm-hmm. that I got other than I had then. Mm-hmm. Of course, I got a bathroom, see, and I didn't have that back then.
What kinds of things would you sit on back then?
We had chairs, mm-hmm. and they were all over the house. Mm-hmm. In other words, every bedroom had some chairs in it. And of course, one of them bedrooms we called a fire room, you know. It was a big bedroom, but it had a bed in it on the fireplace. Mm-hmm. Of course, there was a fireplace in each end of the house, but we never used it. Mm-hmm. But one of them, you know, regular.
Did your father sleep in there, or your grandfather, in the room with the fireplace?
Mostly. My granddaddy, in my case, slept in there till I was